Not only that, the spiders and everything crawl through your open window and make a nest inside your car.
Oh, you're always so full of cheer there.
It is what it is, you know?
Thank you. Join us, please, ma'am.
So which side are you sitting on?
Oh, I'm just going to
take a chair.
Okay.
Steal a chair here.
Steal a chair.
Shan, you'll let us know when you're ready.
Oh.
Hey, Mr. Askey.
Ken is back.
Glad you're back, Counselor Askey.
Hi.
All right, are we all ready?
Yeah.
Counselor Askey, we're good. Okay. All right, bring this City Council work session to order, City of Yamhill, on Wednesday, October 12, 2022 at 5 p.m. May I get a roll call, please?
Ichari here.
Hadeen here.
Askey here.
Otter here. And we also have Matt Brown here.
Right.
And we're going to go ahead and let you start us out, if you don't mind. Yeah. We're here to do some organizational work, talk about the reports that you gave us last month, develop an org chart and kind of find some gaps in that, define or redefine the job descriptions for staff and pending staff, and then step salary schedule and have that discussion instead of having like a 26-layer schedule, which was just crazy to me. But which was a schedule, but it was excessive. Having something more reasonable, I think, would be helpful. So I turn it over to you.
So I think Sharon, can you pull up the presentation I sent you? So Sharon's going to share just a short PowerPoint of some talking points and ideas for you to consider. There is no right or wrong answer or how to do in organizational terms. It is really how you as a council see is the best fit for your staff in your city. So, Karen gets the first slide up here. And so feel free to interrupt me, ask questions, and then there's definitely gonna be plenty of time to hear any thoughts or suggestions you have. I can pull over the whiteboard and start jotting down changes and notes or anything that you like. So we also have some sticky poster boards that we can pull out. So happy to do that as well.
So glad you're here.
Okay, so probably hit that little dash sign at the top.
Yeah.
It'll at least minimize it. So what you have here is what is currently in your budget documents. So we all know the basics of a city structure where you have your citizens at your top, then the city council, and then your judge off to the side, your attorney off to the side, your boards and commissions of folks that you appoint. And then you have your staff underneath. So this is currently what is in your budget document as best as I can transcribe. So you have administration, police, and public works, and then all the functions of those head departments there. So that's kind of your starting point of where things are at right now. Can you go to the second slide? So, no, you're fine. The thing that I noticed just off the top of my head in reviewing your budget document is that you didn't have a city recorder, you didn't have a municipal court listed. And so I've added those in what I think this would be the most basic change for you. If you were to live with kind of where things are currently. It's really having that city administrator oversee the finance, The finance person may oversee court. You may have the city administrator oversee court. You may choose to have police oversee court. It's however you think is going to best benefit the organization. So this is one idea for you to discuss. Sharon, can you go to the next slide?
Sure.
So the city administrator is kind of a unique role to city government in that depending on how your charter is written and dependent on how your governing policy is written, can really determine what management role a city administrator has. Typically under a city administrator role, you will see cities that have a city administrator that do not technically oversee departments like police or public works. Police or public works would report directly to city council. So there's not an extra layer of management between police or public works. And that could be the same for the finance director or however you want to structure. There are cities, and one in particular that I used to work for, the city of St. Helens, where they did have a city administrator. And in their charter, it stated how the city administrator worked, similar to the city of Portland, where councilors kind of oversee areas. And the city of St. Helens, about 10 years ago, changed their governing policy instead of going out for a charter change and wrote in their governing policy about rules and guidelines for the city administrator to act like a city. So they wanted to make that change, but they didn't want to have to go through a whole charter change. So they made the change in the governing policy. That's how have been for the last 10 years. They have a city administrator who is not under a contract, is basically another employee. And that police chief goes to him, all the works directors, it all funnels to the city administrator and then to the city council. So there is no right or wrong way to how you want to organize your city. It's really up to you as the city council to what you think is most beneficial. And then there are always components of added positions. What positions do you think are needed? Where are those holes that you see within your government that you could move decisions? And we can talk about how to pay for those later on. But the first issue is then identifying where this whole start and then we work towards a solution. Let's go to the next slide. So this is another idea. You have your city cop, your city recorder, police, public works, and then the city recorder would oversee the finance and court operations. Like I said, these are, like I said, no right or wrong. They're just talking points, ideas for you to ponder what you think may be best. So any questions or discussion that we can chat about?
Not yet.
Okay. can you go to the next slide, Sharon? So currently your staffing looks like this. Your city administrator, your city clerk, your administration clerk, police chief, police officer, police traffic officer. And you had your public works, two utility workers, and facilities manager, and your plant operator. So 10 people there right now. And then as just an example, Sharon, can you go to the next slide? These are the duties that I was able to pick out of in a broad stroke of the what could be identified as a city administrator task. It could be identified as a finance director task, a city recorder task, or somebody other. And it's hard to see with the Zoom there, and I'm Sharon, I'm sure, can send the PowerPoint to you so you can review this at any time. But each job title there has a different color, and I've just kind of gone in and picked, in a perfect world, what would be this person's responsibilities. So the black is the city administrator, the green is the finance, red is city recorder, and purple would be the other. This is an example of two or three job descriptions that are kind of under two people right now. And it's a lot of duties. And this does not constitute everything. So when I say payroll, there's a lot that goes into payroll. When I say human resources, there's a lot that goes into human resources. So don't think that just because I listed as one item, there's not 50 things underneath that. So I just kind of took a broad stroke at the job descriptions that I saw for those two or three positions. Just to give you an example of how confusing it can be, and how it may help differentiate positions as you set up your organizational chart. And I think I mentioned at the last meeting that dependent on what kind of city administrator you get in the future may help determine which path is best for you. If you find a city administrator that has a huge financial background, obviously that city administrator is going to focus on doing the budgets, and you may have a part-time accountant that helps with payroll or bank recs, that kind of stuff. Whereas you could have a city administrator that knows all of the city recorder duties and takes over those duties. So it's a really broad stroke of depends on who you get. So, where would you like to start?
Well, let's start with just the basic of a chart, of a structure. What we've had in the past and what we maybe would like to see come up. So what we have now, we have that up there, don't we?
Yeah, you can, if Sharon can go to the first slide. So that is what is listed in your budget document right now.
Okay.
So the first question I would ask is, as a city council, what do you see as the most beneficial structure for a city administrator? Do you want a city administrator and department heads to go through the city administrator for information to get to you? Or do you like that level of having direct communication with your police chief, your public works person? Not that they couldn't come and report as they do as department heads, but it's more of that everyday kind of interaction that you lose because you're delegating that authority to the city administrator.
According to the city charter, the city, if there is a city administrator, it's the city administrator who is the overseer, essentially, of all staff.
Yeah.
And that's in the charter. But you said that could be changed if that was something we didn't.
If that is something you don't want, you can change your governing policy
to accommodate the charter.
Accommodate what they said in the charter. Now, I always delegate that to an attorney to make sure that you have everything written down. I give docs and, you know, case studies of other cities you might want to look at where that has been done, but that is something that would definitely be drafted by your attorney.
Okay. So in the charter, if we have a city administrator, that comes after council.
Mm-hmm.
And then that goes down to City Hall, Police Department, and Public Works.
Yes.
Is that how you see it too?
Yeah.
And then City Hall would have exposition.
So City Hall, do you see the function of like city recorder, finance?
We don't know. That depends on the city administrator.
It does. It does.
So we don't know how that's going to work out. That's still in flux.
But the functions of City Hall, your goal would be general administration, finance, court, unless you're going to pull that out on its own. Like if you're going to say, we're going to hire a finance director to do everything, finance wise, so then that wouldn't fall under City Hall. But under the structure that you're talking about right now, I would put finance within City Hall.
Okay.
And those specific duties are who does AP, who does payroll. That can be worked out later. We will have that city administrator know what their skill set is.
So we'll call that position X at City Hall. And then there's the city clerk and the city admin. And this department has the chief.
Officer or captain, as I saw in your packet.
Corporal.
Corporal, sorry.
The corporal. Chief, and then the corporal, and then traffic, and then SRO.
Yeah, it was just so you have an SRO officer that's made by grants.
Reserve.
Yeah.
And then Public Works has.
You have your facilities manager, your plant operator, and two utility workers.
Utility two and utility one is our current structure.
We have two utility one workers.
Yeah. I think there's supposed to be a utility two and a utility one, but we haven't promoted the utility one to a two yet because. For whatever reason, I think is certification.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that how you envision it now?
Yeah. Yep.
Counselor Askey? Sorry.
I'm following along.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So how can we make this better? How can we?
So are there any holes that you see?
The exit City Hall is our biggest hole.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And the city administrator, obviously, that's a hole also.
That's going to be a big player in how
we go further.
X. What we do with X.
So let's just start with Public Works. Is there anything in Public Works that we want to change? Or make different?
I don't think so. The certifications, we talked about that.
Did we want to talk about the facilities manager being a public works manager or public works director of some kind? Because he's no longer, we don't currently have the old Bernie and the Jason together as a team. We now have just one facilities manager. Do we want to adjust that? And how would that fit? We used to have one superintendent and that went away. And then we went down to two managers. And then one of those went away. And now we just have the one manager doing all of it.
It's natural attrition. You'll hire the superintendent because you have two managers that can do the duties and you don't have to pay those. And then same situation happens all over.
Okay, it's good to know.
You're definitely not alone, even in where I just worked in St. Helens, they have the same.
So what do they do with the city manager that's left and staying? And you don't replace those two positions.
They
eventually
went out to hire a public works director.
Public works director?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we just switched it to director from manager.
That's a good question, though. Putting it out to, can we do that?
It's up to you as a council.
Can we automatically promote, or can we just put it out in the?
That would be up to you as a council.
Yeah.
So, however you want to do that, if it's just a internal application process, that. The current manager may apply for it. You can do that. You can go out openly. You remember that you find somebody you really like that's a public works director, but now you have this manager. Is that position going to go away? Or do you still keep that manager and carry those additional costs?
And do you have an idea of what the public works employment market is right now?
Difficult. Every position is going to be difficult. I know the most recent public works director that was hired in St. Helens took 3 times to go out.
Oh my.
It took about 5 or 6 months. And that was with an internal candidate that I think the city council didn't want to hire.
Okay.
So, but it's going to be the same answer for a city administrator or a finance director. It is a very, very tough market out there. And there are a lot of opportunities everywhere.
Okay. That's good to know.
So it might be a discussion that you may want to have with your facilities manager. If that person wants to make a jump to a public works director, you might also ask yourself if there are any additional job duties, skills, or certifications that you want a director to have versus what is currently listed as the manager.
Typically, do directors have certifications?
Unfortunately, even for a city administrator, finance director, or a public works director, no.
Okay.
There are certification processes mm-hmm. that you can put as would like to have. You can make them a requirement of the job. So there is a APBW certification process that they can receive. I want to say it's a 1 or 2 year program with a test and a couple things. You can make that a requirement. However, if you're placing somebody into the position, it would be a best practice to give them an opportunity to get that certification. So we'll give you the job. You have 2 years to get your certification. And if you don't get your certification, then we have another discussion of why you weren't able to, or do we change the job title back? That would be up to you as a city council.
Maybe that's where we are.
I think that's an excellent idea. Mm-hmm. And that 2-year training class for public works directors was offered and presented by the interim city administrator to the facilities manager. He's very aware of it. He's checked into it. It's been shut down because of COVID, but when it opens back up again, I think he's very interested in pursuing that.
Okay. I believe it is back up because I know that was a process the St. Helens Public Works Director went through and received his.
Mm.
I think okay. It was like a 3 or, I want to say it was shorter than 2 years. I want to say about a year, and then he had to pass like a multiple choice test
mm-hmm.
of stuff. But I believe that is open. But that's something we can check on at the APBW website.
Got it. Okay, so that's what we would change in public works is just that position only.
And do you have and just because I didn't see it, but do you have a utility worker 2 and a 1 job description?
We do.
Okay. And there's certification differences between them.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is why we have 2 utility 1s.
Yeah.
Because certification differences. We're not quite to 2 yet.
So then let me ask this question. If our facilities director doesn't need certifications and the person under him doesn't have certifications, who has the certifications that keep us in compliance?
The contracted BRC.
And that's the only certification we need?
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be for like for your plant operations?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny to think that even a finance director doesn't need a certification.
Yeah, I get that, but as long as somebody does.
Most of them have like a 2-year associate's degree requirement, and that's it. I think you would want somebody running your city with some kind of
a little more than that, yeah. A little more.
Our plant operator has water and I think is working on wastewater certification.
He is. He's got cert, the first level cert for water, and he's working on his second, and he should be testing like anytime for it.
Good for him.
Yeah, no,
so
he's,
we do have one.
Which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so public works, pretty well defined, police department, chief, new corporal,
mm-hmm.
Traffic officer, a school resource officer and reserve officer. I think we have like a well-oiled machine there.
police are usually pretty good because they have their own best practices and rankings and everything. So they're usually pretty self-sustainable.
It makes it so Thank you.
Okay, and then City Hall, we have a vacant whatever position, a city clerk position, and a city admin. Now, you mentioned the court clerk. Could we include that?
That's me.
There's a court clerk, and our city clerk is slash court clerk also. So how do we incorporate that into the...
You can keep it as that job description if you want. I kind of always start at the top. So you have your city administrator, and then you have all your finance duties, all your city recorder duties, all your court duties, and all your administrative assistant duties. And it's going to depend on how much you want to put on each person for their job descriptions and what makes sense logically.
And how does that balance out? Do they answer to the city hall supervisor or to the police department supervisor? Because they're performing duties.
So I have, in my... I think it's been 13 or 14 year in city government. I have not seen a court supervised by police. In my experience, I have seen that fall to finance is a very often choice for it to fall under, or just general administration.
Okay.
So I have always seen it separate from police. That doesn't mean that police couldn't.
So the court clerk doesn't typically go under the police department. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Learned something new. Okay. So then
typically if you have a judge, they're running those day-to-day operations of the court in which the court clerk helps out. And then if there's any issues, usually that judge will go to the city administrator or whoever the court clerk supervisor is.
That's how we do it now. They go directly to the court clerk who manages all things court related.
Okay. They may, they just keep the courts and the police separate so there's no collusion, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a separation on intentionally for that.
Thank you. Okay, so do we want to change anything in that org chart that we've kind of outlined?
I don't.
No? Now, as supervisory, they don't just go straight down, but they kind of do. For an example, the SRO or the traffic officer, they report to the corporal, but it's the corporal isn't their direct supervisor. So how do you org chart a direct supervisor? Because it's not... Like it would be the chief, and then would it be each individual under the chief separately?
That would be.
Or would you do chain of command?
That would be dependent on the chain of command and how your police chief wants to have their organization set. I know
there's
plenty of departments that have sergeants in place, and they supervise the patrol staff. So the patrol staff never gets to the police chief unless it gets really serious.
They all get to him.
I already have that structure.
Okay.
It's all established.
Okay. Okay. So we'll
just say police are pretty self-sustainable. So
we were using you as an example. All right. And then so public works, they would all answer to the facilities director.
Okay.
Okay. So there wouldn't be really a chain of command there. It would all be okay.
It would be all under the director.
And the same would be for City Hall. They'd all be under X.
Yeah.
Okay. And then X chief and facilities director would all be under city admin. If we chose that.
Yes.
It could also be City Hall, Public Works, under city administrator who partners with police department. That could be an option too. Okay. Or city administrator just be over city hall, and there would potential of removing X.
Yep.
Okay. And then all three would answer to council.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can always write, when you do go out for a city administrator, you can write the description or the job announcements with this information in hand. The city administrator will oversee duties of city recorder, finance, all that kind of stuff, but we'll maybe have an option to choose. If you're experienced in finance, you may do more finance stuff and then hire a city recorder.
That's the hope.
So
that's the hope. Okay. All right. So we've got the org chart. Is there any questions, Councillor Askey? Do you have any questions on org chart structure of the city and any input on?
Nope. No questions from mine.
Okay. And Councillor Hadeen, Councillor Ichari?
No questions.
We've got a pretty clear understanding?
Yes.
Okay. Job descriptions, is that our next? No. What was our next?
So we have a couple
job descriptions, yeah.
A couple different options, and it's mainly going to revolve around that city hall duties.
Okay.
And the exposition that we don't know.
And so we don't have that piece of the puzzle yet, so we can't really make correct that determination.
And it would be up to the city council if you want to make determinations and changes now, or you want to wait until you hire a city administrator. Like, you could designate a city recorder and those job duties accordingly, and then whenever that city administrator comes in, you would just kind of focus your announcement more on the financial experience and those kind of things.
So instead of waiting for a city administrator to come in and kind of define it for us, we could define it and then structure our recruiting of the city administrator accordingly.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any of the job descriptions that you went through that you think need to be addressed sooner than later?
I think it would be best, in my opinion, to clearly define some better roles within City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would help staff with getting some better direction on where to focus their time. That would probably be my first recommendation for you.
Okay.
So, and that goes back to one of the slides I put up there of those, the different colored job duties. And Sharon can always send that to you about it. How you feel is best, we can revisit it at a future meeting. It's kind of up to you on how you want to move forward and if you want to move forward in that direction.
Okay. So we would take the chart that you created, that one, and we would put it under what job we think that would best fit the yep duties according to how things are or are envisioned of what they should be.
Yep. So if you had a finance person, what job
would that look
like?
Gonna
be? And then once we have that list of core duties, then you can adjust the job description, whatever.
Okay. What time is it? 5:30? I'm doing good. So do counselors, do you want to kind of do a on the whiteboard or on a sheet somewhere? Do you want to kind of draw that out now, or do we want to have it emailed and then do it on our own at home? Kind of draw out what these duties you think should be outlined under what positions? Because we could just do it now. But
we could.
We have the time.
The keys at the top underneath the Zoom line. City administrator, county city administrator.
So payroll, do we think that's an accountant or a facility or finance person? Finance, recorder.
So and it may be that you have your city recorder that helps process payroll.
And
so that can be an opportunity as well.
And okay, so if we had five positions at City Hall, which we won't now, but we can envision down the line that happening, and we had a city administrator, a recorder, a finance manager, a clerk, and an admin, where would we put those duties? Payroll, we would do that under finance, or would we do that under recorder or clerk? No, or city admin.
City admin, maybe. This city admin is more experiences.
Well, this is, we're showing our perfect world here. Okay. And W-2s, 1099s, that would go along with payroll, which would be city admin. W-2s, 1099s. Public meetings, that would be under the recorder. City website, that would be under, I think that would be under city admin and clerk. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Building apps and permits.
Administrator.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Building apps under city administrator. Land use apps, city administrator.
Yeah.
And jump in if we're being
missed. No, you guys are doing fine.
Public record requests. The recorder. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both those in red.
Yeah.
Resolutions and ordinances.
City recorder. It's already in red.
Solutions, park, chamber reservations. Park and chamber reservations.
Ms. Steele for the win.
That's usually the clerk's job, the park chamber reservations.
Yeah, it needs to be a city administrator duty, yeah, does it?
The clerk's handle.
Okay, thank you. So park and res. Grant writing. What's that under? That's under city administrator.
You can potentially leave grant writing open and not put it on anybody's job description,
mm-hmm.
meaning that if there's a grant specifically for public works, that would fall really on probably the public works director and the city administrator working on it. Both. Same thing with a police grant, it may be the police chief and the city administrator working on a grant specifically for them. So. I personally see that one as kind of open to everyone.
So I've done other for grant writing. Bank deposits.
Finance.
Public works permits would be public works, wouldn't it?
So I think specifically those may be referring to like right-of-way permits.
Oh, okay.
And those, I believe, are currently done by Sharon or at the admin. Not sure.
No, I usually print them out and work with Jason to get those done.
Customer service, clerk and admin, actually all of them.
Everyone.
Yeah, that was a big one as far as like covering the window, answering the phones.
Yeah, it so covers that is a lot kind of different things. Mm-hmm. Okay, municipal code, that would be city recorder. Building zoning requirements.
Administrator.
Office supplies.
Clerk. Clerk.
Clerk.
Mm-hmm. Admin assist for public works director.
That's under other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that, and that depends on really on how your staff and your public works work together, and how much time your staff spend assisting the public works director. So I'm not sure if you'd allow Meredith, Sharon, or
we both help them.
Yeah, what kind of stuff do you help him with?
There's lighting permits. There's work with contracts for projects. I work with him on obtaining grants for different public works projects. Communications, if he needs letters, he'll have me or Kim do letters. Submitting stuff to city council for city council meetings. Are there other things for like utilities? Like, do you do
utility billing,
like, meters and different things? Mm-hmm. And
financials too.
Yeah, purchase orders.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle's doing backflow device records now, but Kim used to do all the backflow device records.
Are there duties that you would say that are mostly public works related and that department should be doing?
Well, if there is, they're already doing it because they don't have an admin. So there's probably things that they would have delegated to an admin had they had one. And I'm sure they're probably picking up some of the load of that too.
Yep.
They usually come to me or Kim if they need something administrative.
So that would be a clerk. And then Zoom meetings, clerk. Reconcile city banks, that would be finance. Financial reports, that would be finance. Accounts payable. Finance. Budget, finance. Utility billing, clerk. Got that on there already.
Can I ask a question on the next one? What do you mean by municipal court statements?
That was listed on the job description. I wasn't 100% sure.
Was that for this court clerk? Or was it?
Whichever, there was a job description that I think Sharon sent me that was administrative or / court clerk. And one of the line items said utility billing and municipal court statements.
I'm doing court for 20-something
years.
So, there's reports as a clerk that I send to the state, that type of thing, but then the finance And
but no actual like monthly.
We reconcile the finance person. We have to balance to each other.
Yeah.
So if that's what your utility billing is done the same.
I don't know what was intended with that being written on the job description.
Because utility billing does the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was all in one line. Okay. All one line, if I recall.
I don't know. Okay. Mr. Davis, are you recording?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you. Financial management, finance, city elections officer.
Recording.
Is that? Yeah, it's under the red.
What I would really like to see is this in a spreadsheet, everything black under city admin, and just I'd like it organized like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That would help.
Just like move them around. I don't know. Sorry, teacher in me.
OCD.
I'm very happy to quickly do that, and I can email it to Sharon to send out to all of you.
That would be wonderful.
Play around with things. I can take one more pass at the job descriptions to make sure I'm not missing anything.
I'm just thinking if it were in that format, and then we took with the notes that they're making, and we could move those things around.
Yep.
Be a nice graphic to see.
Business licenses. That's
Pick Kim. The recorder used to do those. And I don't think it falls under the accountant line. Mm-hmm. It could either be the administrator or the recorder. And right now I've been doing them.
Okay. I'm good. Are you okay if I put it under recorder?
Mm-hmm.
Human resources, city admin.
Yes.
All right. Holy cow. We have gaps. But we do that. Our big gap is in the finance and.
Well, the big gap's in the city admin, and I don't know how we can get everything to fall into place without that position.
We got to start there.
Yeah,
most definitely.
We do.
That's where we start.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's helped.
Is that an all-inclusive list? Because I don't think it is.
No.
Okay.
No, these were the main points that I pulled out from the job descriptions that were sent. So are there tasks in addition?
Yeah.
Okay. That would be, can you email them to Sharon?
What's that?
Can you email whatever you have to Sharon?
Okay.
I took everything that Kim submitted, you submitted, everything that everybody submitted.
I mean, this is none of my department here, but just stuff like with all of the court and the
tickets
and all of that.
Yeah, I took the what did you email me, Kim? The municipal court clerk description, the police assistant. The city clerk, and then the other highlighted duties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those were the things that I received from Kim that I forwarded.
Is there a page two to this, or is that it?
Well, he said, like, payroll, like, if you expanded it, would have, like, 50 items underneath it. So some of these are, like, grouped into, like, high level.
Some of those are high level bullet points.
Yeah.
But what I can do before I send the Excel version that they can play with, I can review the job descriptions again, and I can put a more detailed list together of those tasks. And maybe that would be a good opportunity for you both to take a peek at it, Sharon and Kim, make sure everything's kind of listed. And then I can start putting it into the format that you guys have discussed tonight. And then you can always play around with it on your own. As you see fit until you come to a.
This may be my opinion, but just to have bullet points and not everything that's
correct.
All encompassing.
Correct. And it's not intended to be everything in a job description. Like Sharon mentioned, payroll has 50 tasks, court clerk has 75 tasks that go along with it. So my intention was to get the big bullet points. Once those bullet points are put into a job, then we create the job description that has the multiple levels.
Okay.
Laundry list of items.
I just understood that. I'm sorry.
No, thanks for checking for clarification.
Do we have any additional questions on the job descriptions?
Okay. Not for me.
Go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
No, I said not from me. Sorry.
Not from you. Okay. So step salary schedule.
Yeah.
Let's set that up.
Pull up a spreadsheet that I did for just kind of a sample discussion. I did two kind of basic outlines. One is a 7-step method and one is a 5-step method. And this really is meant to just spur discussion of what you would like to see in a schedule. There's no right or wrong answer for how many steps you have. I've seen cities with 1 step. I've seen cities with 15. I've seen some cities that do 5 steps with 3% between each step. I've seen cities that do 9 steps with 5% between each step. So there's no right or wrong answer. Just whatever you think is most beneficial to your organization and what is financially feasible.
Is there any way to make that bigger?
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Reach the size of the old people.
And this is something that.
Do you want me to just print it out? Would that be more useful, or what would you like?
Let's just do this now.
Okay. What you maybe doing? Minimize Tim, no offense.
Okay.
We're putting you away, Tim. Sorry.
It's okay.
Bigger?
If you could, one more bigger. There you go. And then.
So this is the 5-step method with 3% in between each step. This does not take into effect any COLA increases you do. The also thing to consider is many of your current employees have been here longer than 5 years. So many of your employees, if not all your employees, would likely start at the top step.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is really planning for your future and your future hires.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I have put in step 5 from the salary schedules of the averages. That again is up to you as a council of where you think is the most appropriate. One of the big outliers within the study was your police chief. Obviously, in the study, we only got 2 real comparables because everybody else was with the county.
Mm-hmm.
But out of those 2 comparables, your police chief should be at 98, almost 100 grand. Does that make sense for you as an organization that your police chief makes more than your city administrator? So those are questions.
Been here 20 plus years. Yes.
True. It could be. Yeah. Yep. But on the salary schedule. It can be
tricky
is a good word. And when we start talking about salaries and pay, it can very easily get very personal very quickly. And so it's a very tough discussion to have, even with you as a council, but even with your staff present, even with your staff listening to the city council meetings at home, it becomes a very personal topic. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So,
and so with the step increase, so that's for the first 5 years that you are employed, those are automatic performance increases, right?
In a best practice, it would be pending a positive job review on a yearly basis. And then you would get that step increase
and
automatic.
Year six
is you're already at the top.
You max out.
The only thing
you only
get
COLA.
A COLA increase.
Mm-hmm. That's how most of the counties do it.
Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of cities that understand, like even in a 5-step model, that doesn't provide long-term growth for mm-hmm. some individuals. And so there are cities that will add things like longevity.
Mm-hmm.
So after 10 years, you get $75 a month on top of your regular wage. There's people that set up longevity for 10, 15, 20, 25. You can, there's no rules. So you can do it however you think is best for the organization.
Okay, longevity rules.
And there are some cities that, in addition to the salary and benefits, will offer incentives for certifications. Police are often use this for DPSST certifications between intermediate and all that kind of stuff. There are cities that do certifications for college degrees, certifications in your specific area. Like for finance, we have an Oregon organization that does certifications. So there are cities that offer X amount of money every month if you get that certification and maintain it.
So it doesn't initiate a step increase, it just is an additional...
It's an additional incentive for them amount. To continue growing.
Okay.
Unfortunately, everyone tops out mm-hmm. at some point. Well. And that's your financial constraints as a city, most likely. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that when somebody new starts, they have to start at step one. Where I was at previously in St. Helens, they originally had a five-step schedule. And if you came in with a lot of experience and had certifications or all that thing, it was up to the city council and city administrator to start you at step three. That's as far high as you could go. If it was anything on step four or five, it required both the city administrator and city council approval. So if you had to hire a police chief, for example, and somebody applied and had 20 years of experience, it was fantastic, and you can start them at step five. There's no rules to say you have to start at step one. Mm-hmm. And that would just be a matter of setting a policy or guideline for your city administrator or you as a city council.
Okay. So this isn't just something we can just sit down and wing it out. We've got a lot really to ponder on that.
I think your first two questions would be, how big do you want the salary schedule? And what increments do you want?
What percentage increment?
Yeah. Keep in mind that there may be years where you do 4 or 5% COLA increases, maybe years when you do zero.
Yeah. That's happened.
So somebody at a step three could potentially get a 3% step increase on top of a 5% COLA, and they get an 8% raise. So
I work for a county and they do the 5-step. And I've been there for 22 years. So I maxed out a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
And the only way to really get an increase is to change jobs, you know, get a promotion into a different step increase. But they do the 3% also increments in between,
mm-hmm.
and they do the COLA in addition to that. So you continue to get a COLA, but I've never in my 22 years have gotten a 5% COLA ever. So that seems so high to me. Really? I want that. Okay.
Yeah, typically I would say the most common is 2.5 to 3% between steps.
Mm-hmm. Between steps?
Between
or for COLAs.
Steps.
Oh, okay.
I have seen other cities try to negotiate weighted steps in which your 1 to 2 is 2%, your 2 to 3 is 3%, 4 to 5. I've seen that attempted to be negotiated, but never actually fully implemented.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be an option if you want to go that way. All of your employees are going to start at step five. You're really just kind of setting the ground for your next employees. Mm-hmm.
They don't, yeah, longevity doesn't last long.
Yeah.
We get that.
One thing I will point out, and Sharon can happily share the Excel spreadsheet that I did for you. The difference can be somewhat substantial between a five and a seven step when you're starting at a step one. So that starting salary on step one for, let's say, a utility worker is going to be a little bit lower than on a seven step than it would be on a five step. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing to keep in mind.
Can you do a one through five and at the point of being essentially vested in say PERS, for example, then on the do a seven in a seven scale up from the six and seven, instead of doing like 3% in between on the fives, up it to 5% on the six increase and the seven increase?
Absolutely.
So you can change the percentage.
Yeah, I've actually seen cities where they would do like a five-step method and then they have a 10 and a 15. So when you reach that 10th year, you jump up to that. So it's kind of building in that longevity kind of thing. So you'd have a one through five and then a 10, 15, 20, 25. That way you see something in the future.
So you top out at five, but in five more years,
you would stay at that step five until
COLA.
With COLA increases. Yeah. And then your 10, you jump up to that.
Give another jump.
So that's an option as well that you could look at.
Okay. Lots to talk about.
May I ask a question?
Please.
So if you have your step increases and then you have the incentives, so you're, for example, step three, then you have your incentives that put you up to a step five. So how does that work with the next year for the step four? You just end up
with incentives would be completely separate.
Right.
So it wouldn't, even if you got your, like your UBSST or your physical fitness or whatever incentives that you have, your base pay is still step three. If you would go to a step five, you would still get those same incentives.
Okay, so you would skip a step, you go from step three to a step five, but you'd still get the incentives, you're saying?
You wouldn't skip a step. So you go from three to four, you still get those incentives.
If the pay scale with the incentives is higher than the four, how does that work?
So the incentives are bonuses attached to your pay scale.
Right. Yeah. So if you're actually, let's do just look at an example. So if you're on step three right now,
right,
as a police chief, say you get 70,000 a year, 800. That's your yearly salary. And then you get your incentives. So your GPSST certificate, physical fitness, whatever.
It's a step four then without my 73. So with the incentives.
Well, looking at the city administrator. So yeah. So
if the incentives from the step three.
But if you're at a step
put three, you at 75.
You're still at a step three.
You got it. Mm-hmm. I'll explain it later.
Okay. If your bonuses increase your wage to the amount of the next step, you're still at step three with bonuses that increase you to the next step.
Yeah. You just
so when you get the next step, the bonuses would increase you to the next step.
I guess that's what I'm saying, which is semantics to help.
It's all semantics. Yes, well, exactly.
I have a 3.89 GPA because of math.
you've got your step three, which is 70K,
right,
and then bonuses. And then if you move up to step four, you get 73K and your bonuses on top of that. And then you go up to step five, which is 75K, you get your 75K plus the incentives on top of that. So
the incentives carry over.
Carry over.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Yeah.
Because it's a flat amount. It's,
yeah, do you get, so what is that?
It's not a percentage.
Like as an example. Okay. So if you, so for police agencies,
there are no incentives that are offered, but I have like an executive certificate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say that
training.
So let's say for your patrol officers,
yes,
you do a 5% incentive for
say bilingual or bilingual advanced certificate.
So they would get 5% of whatever step three is. Right. If they're
that carries board, over
that every carries year. Over every year.
Switch from officer. Are you going to switch to an officer so you get incentives? Pretty good deal.
That's another puzzle, especially for police, because you can often technically make more money as a patrol officer if you don't mind the
overtime. Well, I know that is very accurate, but I'm not thinking for me. I'm thinking for how it was written in the contract with the association, which I won't go into. If it was a one-time or if it's every
union. So that would be, so if you have a union to go through, whether it's a police union or AFSCME or another union, these would have to be vetted in some ways. We wanted to look at your contract specifically to see how it's going to affect. Okay.
Sorry, thank you.
The unions always add a whole other layer to salary discussions.
Not your point, but yeah, not your reason.
All right. So, Sharon, you'll email that to us, I know.
Yeah.
And counselors, with the information that we have from our wage and study and what we've been provided today, I would like you to do homework. I've never asked for homework. And kind of create your own scale. And then we'll bring them all back and have a conversation about what that looks like and how we can, how we're going to do incentives, how we're going to, what limits we're going to put, longevity incentives, how that's all going to look.
So do you only have a police union? Do you have any other unions?
Mm-hmm. Just police.
Just police. Okay.
And the police is only for the officers and not the chief.
Okay. So that may be a negotiation.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
If you were to change the salaries of the police officers, it's not something that was included in the study.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Just did.
Didn't have that information.
Chief and the SRO.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
Which yielded very little results, unfortunately.
Okay, that's good to know.
So, yeah, so for this discussion and the job positions here, you would not have to go to
no.
union or anything because it doesn't involve them.
Because we just finalized a union agreement last year.
Yep.
So,
depending on what you choose, they may want to talk to you. But you would say, we'll talk to you in 3 years.
Oh. They'd want to talk sooner, I'm sure. I could pretty much count on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Councillor Askey, is there anything you want to ask before we...
When are we so we're doing these, like our own ideas, when do we review what we came up with?
Yeah, when's our homework due?
So, do we want to schedule an hour-long work session next prior to the next council meeting? So at 6 o'clock and have a work session to kind of put our ideas together and see what we come up with?
Yeah, that works for me.
So,
Sharon, can you make sure we get all that stuff?
I emailed you the spreadsheets. I emailed you the PowerPoint. Was there anything else you needed?
No, just what we've seen tonight from that.
I will also, Sharon, I'll email you this, the job duties, after I review the job description one more time, and then put that into a spreadsheet. I'll send that to Sharon.
Okay.
And color coded?
Absolutely. By D-type personality.
Thanks.
Councilor Dean, any questions of Mr. Brown or us or no?
No, I just like to say thank you for your hard work and your sound advice. You don't
very sound. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you don't give information that you're not. I don't know. Find a word, Kay. We can write that on the calendar that I'm at a loss for words right now. But no, just your expertise is really valued, and you don't speak just because you like the sound of your own voice. Your information is valuable.
Definitely appreciate your help. Mm-hmm. You've given us a lot to think about.
No fluff.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, when you do numbers, there's no fluff
either.
No.
What are you doing numbers?
Okay, so are we prepared to adjourn?
Is that a motion?
Yes, please.
Make a motion, we adjourn?
We are adjourned. We will reconvene for a regular council meeting at 7 p.m.
I'm going to go home and love on my canine companion.
Oh, how lovely.
And I'll be back.
See you guys in a bit.
You get pizza and salad?
No, I don't know that that's necessary. Did we order it already?
Can I order it?
Oh, all right. Well,
yes, I'm getting that.
If you don't want it,
no.
Too bad. So sad.
I can buy it and take it home. I'm sure.
No, people that eat it. Bring it on in. Let's take care of it.
Okay.
Mayor, do you need to stay for the regular session at all?
That's a good question.